Well, welcome back to the table, ladies. We are in our Bible study time right now with our teacher, Connie Stampfel. Hello, Connie.
Hello, Amy.
We're in lesson number 41 today from Genesis chapter 28, ladies. So if you have your Bibles, turn there. And Connie, what are we going to be learning about today?
Well, we're going to find out that Jacob is sent away by Isaac to go to his uncle Laban to find a wife. And also, he's going to have a very important dream on the way.
All right. Well, I'll be reading this in sections, and then Connie will be teaching throughout from lesson number 41. We're picking it up in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 28. Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and directed him, "You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take as your wife from there one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples. May he give the blessing of Abraham to you and to your offspring with you, that you may take possession of the land of your sojournings that God gave to Abraham." Thus Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and that he sent him away to Paddan Aram to take a wife from there, and that as he blessed him and directed him, "You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women," and that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and gone to Paddan Aram. So when Esau saw that the Canaanite women did not please Isaac his father, Esau went to Ishmael and took as his wife, besides the wives he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth.
Thank you, Amy. We'll just talk briefly about what Esau did here at the end. He found out that Isaac is sending Jacob away to find a wife from kin, not one of the pagan women around, surrounding them who do not know God at all. And so he goes to Ishmael's family and takes one of Ishmael's daughter for a wife. So he adds on a third wife to the two he already has, and somehow he thinks this is going to please his parents and going to make up for all the problems. I think Esau's a little bit misled as far as what really pleases God. But it is important for Jacob to have a wife from the family line, the kin in Paddan Aram, because they at least are more receptive to following God. And again, through Jacob is going to be the promise. And we find in the blessing to Isaac, that the blessing of Isaac to Jacob, that he's really giving him the blessings given to Abraham. And so he understands that this son is going to be the son of promise. And through Jacob will be the promises that God has given for all the land and the posterity and actually a savior. And so it's a beautiful thing that way. And we find, again, that Jacob obeys and he leaves. He's going to go. And so next we're going to pick up on what happens on that journey.
Yep, it starts in verse 10. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached up to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall be all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven."
And here we have Jacob having an encounter with the living God. God is so gracious to reveal himself to this deceiving, conniving man who wanted things but didn't really know him. And so God comes to him in a dream, and we have a ladder or a stairway set up between heaven and earth, and we see angels going up and down, and the Lord either at the top of it or actually beside Jacob right there in the earth. And in a sense, the idea is that God still works on the earth. God still dwells on the earth. He is active in the world. We knew that back at creation, when God created everything good on the sixth day, he said it was very good. And then he dwelt, he had fellowship with Adam and Eve there in that special garden until sin came and broke it. And so here we have God reaching out to Jacob, a sinner, but revealing that he is going to be with him. And he's repeating some of those same promises given to Abraham. And there's even more. He says, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. And so even though Jacob is leaving the promised land, he's leaving Canaan, he's going to go find a wife, God is going to go with him. And God promises to bring him back to this land. And so this land will be Jacob's, and it will belong to his descendants. And God is saying, I will not leave you until that is accomplished. And Jacob responds to that because he's had an encounter with the living God. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Interestingly enough, though, we need to go to the New Testament for just a minute because Jesus himself refers to this passage and explains it a little bit more. And so we go to John chapter 1, verse 51. It's going to tell us really who the ladder is.
Oh, yes. He said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
And really, if we put this all into context, we come to understand our problem as humans is sin, and that started in the Garden of Eden with the rebellion of Adam and Eve. And God has set in motion a plan to bring an offspring of Abraham who will be the Savior of the world, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. And the only way for us to be reconciled back to God is to understand we're sinners and to turn from our sin and repent and trust in Jesus Christ and his work on the cross, that he bore God's wrath for our sin. And by his victory over sin and death and his resurrection from the grave, when we look to him, we are then brought back to being God's daughters, to be reconciled to our Heavenly Father.
And that is good news. Thank you, Connie.
It is. And so Jacob got a taste of that. And so Jacob the sinner is encountering God, who is going to be with him. We've got a little bit more of the story, though.
All right, this is picking up in verse 18. So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first, when Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I may come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house, and all of that that you gave me, I will give a full tenth to you.
So here we have Jacob's response to this revelation of God to him and to God's promises to him. And he takes a stone that he'd used as a pillar and he sets it up as a stone of remembrance. And he acknowledges that God was here, and so he calls it Bethel, which means house of God. And then he makes a vow, and the vow is conditional, and he's still learning of God, but he's saying, since God has promised to be with me and to take care of me and to bring me back, then God will be my God. And this stone that I've set up as a memorial is one day going to be part of an altar or a house of God. And so I'm going to worship God here again in this place. And so we have Jacob learning of God and growing in faith.
Amen. There's a couple verses in the New Testament, isn't there? Luke and Romans.
Yes. And so it just brings us again to what God is doing, because each and every one of us as lost sinners can't reach out or seek God. God has to reveal himself to us. And so Jesus speaks about why he came.
Well, ladies, why don't you earmark these if you get a chance? Luke chapter 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes. And so it's good news when God reveals himself to us.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us for this lesson. And Connie, thank you for teaching it. Really appreciate that. And ladies, check out today's study guide notes. You'll find them on our website, naomistable.com. Nancy LeMay and I will be back in just a moment to talk more about this.